AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. French President Emmanuel Macron says Russian President Vladimir Putin told him Moscow would not further escalate the Ukraine crisis. Macron spoke in Kyiv as the Kremlin denied reports he and Putin struck a deal on de-escalating the crisis. The Kremlin spokesman says in the current situation, Moscow and Paris can't be reaching any deals. According to testimony, the mother of a teenager accused of killing four students at a Michigan school told her boss earlier that day she felt as if she was failing the boy. The judge must decide whether there's enough evidence to send James and Jennifer Crumley to trial on involuntary manslaughter charges. The Crumleys want a delay. Mark Keast is the assistant prosecutor.
We are following the rules. We're following the court rules. We're following all the rules of discovery. We are ready to proceed today.
The Crumleys are accused of making a gun accessible to their son, Ethan, and failing to intervene when he showed signs of mental distress. Authorities arrested Amir Locke's 17-year-old cousin in connection with a homicide investigation that led police to the Minneapolis apartment where a SWAT team officer shot and killed Locke while conducting a search warrant. The death of Locke, who was black, sparked protest and prompted an immediate re-examination of no-knock arrest warrants. Troy Kotsur became only the second deaf actor to be nominated for an Academy Award. He's up for Best Supporting Actor in Coda. He spoke to the AP through a sign interpreter.
I've been dreaming of something like this. And, you know, it really doesn't matter the time. Look at me. I'm proof that amazing things can happen. And you just have to enjoy the journey.
Kotsur's Coda co-star Marley Matlin was the first deaf actor to be nominated for Children of a Lesser God. The Justice Department has announced its largest ever financial seizure, more than $3.5 billion, and the arrest of a New York couple accused of conspiring to launder billions of dollars in cryptocurrency. This is AP News. The top sports betting event of the year is setting records.
Legalized sports betting has more people wagering on the Super Bowl than ever before. Bill Miller is the president and CEO of the American Gaming Association.
A record 31.4 million American adults will plan to bet just about $7.61 billion on the Super Bowl.
That amount being spent is up 78% from last year. As for where the money's going?
About 55% of the betting is on the Rams. But we always see that these things tend to tighten up as you get closer to the game based around the spreads.
The game in Los Angeles will be played this Sunday. I'm Shelley Adler.
Through the first four nights of competition, NBC is on track for the lowest rated Winter Olympics in history. Ratings for the Beijing Games are down more than half compared to Pyeongchang in 2018. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.